Mark Adamo's Little Women at the IU Opera Theater is a warm, humorous family drama of love, loss, and growth as the March family's daughters come of age in the 1870s. It begins at the end of the story. The central character in the opera, Joe, looks back on their lives. Joe's recurring line is "happy as we were." Her memories are of warm family times together with her sisters and of wrenching disappointments as they each went their separate ways. Adamo skillfully winds the strands of the family life together, often with contrasting emotions and paths forming a musical and verbal counterpoint. There are children's games, scenes of warm domesticity, love scenes, and passionate moments. The four girls grow up, first despite Joe's deep objection, Meg marries. Then there's a wrenching scene as Joe sits at Beth's deathbed. And finally, Amy marries an old family friend. In the meantime, Joe herself has become a successful fiction writer. Saturday Night Sisters, led by Laurel Wilde, is a very attractive and compelling Joe, included solid performances by Ashley Stone as Meg, Sharon Harms as Beth, and Julie Wima as Amy. Their individual work was strong, and I especially enjoyed their quartets. David Margolis was effective as the passionate family friend Laurie. Emily Smokovich and Luis Gonzalez were an effective couple as the March family parents. Christopher Grundy was the skeptical pulp fiction publisher who hired Joe on the condition that she leaves out the sermons. Robert O'Hearn's costumes looked good and set a harmonious pattern for the family and their guests. Patrick Miro's lighting was dramatic, and it set an overall tone of warmth and comfort in the family scenes. Kevin Ngo conducted with the precision that the score demands and the warmth that's a key to its success. As I mentioned, Little Women is a story of love with the warmth of the family, loss as the sisters and Joe age, and finally growth, a maturity. Joe, whose key line has been "happy as we were," has the last words of the drama, and she says, "Now is all there is." The IU Opera Theater's production of Mark Adamo's Little Women has final performances on Friday and Saturday, October 29th and 30th. You can find a pre-show interview with conductor Kevin Ngo, along with other theater and opera interviews and reviews, on our website at wfiu.org/arts. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.